Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. I just spent several days at the beach with my family. On the last morning, one of my grandsons wanted me to go to the newly opened coffee shop. I had promised the night before that I would go if there was time. I ordered mocha-flavored coffee with cream and a luscious cinnamon roll with a mountain of icing. No, I did not eat it all. I shared it. Once in a while, trying someone else's coffee is really good. Now, you enjoy yours while we visit with Paul in Acts 9, 3 through 6. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." For the last several years, October has been the month for surf fishing at our favorite island in South Carolina. Usually, our three children and their families come for a few days of the time we are there, depending on when the kids have fall break. We rent a house in an area with only about 20 or so houses, with space between. It's very quiet and peaceful, no crowds. Last Friday was the checkout day of our 2020 trip. George and I were the last to leave, and off we went, with one last stop at the Fresh Fish and Shrimp House. 2 pounds of fresh Georgia shrimp to save for a later day in the year when we are longing for warmer weather and another trip to the island. This trip is about a 5-hour drive, but this time it took us 7. The reason? Not one, but 2 detours along the way. You start out along your planned journey with a particular destination and a particular time frame. Then, without warning, the journey changes direction and your timetable is trashed. As George and I followed our GPS through areas we were totally unfamiliar with, it occurred to me that there are numerous stories in the Bible of those setting out on a journey to find that there is a detour, a delay that must be taken. Paul's Damascus Road journey came to mind immediately. Before that journey began, Paul was a much-admired Jewish Pharisee who feverishly tracked down Jewish Christians and arrested them for following the radical teachings of this dead man named Jesus. So he starts out on his trip to Damascus from Jerusalem, 150 miles away, determined to put a stop to the spread of these radical teachings by seeking out followers of the way and taking them back to Jerusalem in chains. Instead, he is met by Jesus, and his life, his plans, his direction takes a 180-degree detour. He will eventually return to Jerusalem in God's time, but as a changed man. Have you ever stopped and wondered how you got where you are? Have you reached your destination as you had planned? Or did you end up in a different place, doing a different work with a different life than you had ever dreamed about? What detours did you take along the way? I've experienced several detours in my life. Each one brought a change in my plans, in my journey that I had not seen coming. Yet in following, my simple expectations for my life were multiplied and enriched. Yesterday, one of my grandsons, Nick, was playing in a final of a tennis tournament at Hudlow Park. While I watched, a day 2 years ago, almost to the day, came to mind. On that day, Nick was playing in a tennis tournament at Hudlow. That morning, I felt a hard place at the base of my rib cage. We were leaving to go to Edisto in a couple of days for our fall fishing trip. I had not planned to go to the match at Hudlow, but what I felt startled me, so I drove over because my brother-in-law, who is my primary care doctor, was at the tournament watching Nick. John felt the place and told me to come in when we got back from the beach. I assumed he was suspicious, but he showed no sign of concern, so I quit worrying about it. Then 2 weeks later, I went in to see John as planned. The rest is history. Cancer. A major detour I had not even dreamed of, and an awareness of Jesus that filled me with reassurance and peace. It is a detour that has changed my life, not so much outwardly, but greatly inside my soul, inside my heart, my faith. Detours can be tricky. Sometimes you may feel lost, but I am convinced that if you follow the GPS of heaven, that is the Lord, you'll be given everything you need to find your way. Please pray with me this morning. Dear Father in heaven, we praise your name. We ask simply for your will in our lives and the good sense to know your wisdom and love is leading us to you. Detours are not to be a source of fear, but a source of excitement for what you may have in store. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, I thank you for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.